Fantasy Lens with the Fantasy Men's. Talk about things with a fantasy spin. We like to talk and we're fairly good friends. It's the Fantasy Lens.
Alright, well, if you're wondering why you're hearing Brian sing, it's because we've started the official transition from Fantasy Football by Committee to the Fantasy Lens. We're on iTunes now as Fantasy Lens. So if you're listening to this on Fantasy Football by Committee, just like give a quick pause, search Fantasy Lens on your iTunes or with Stitcher or whatever thing.
Subscribe there.
Yeah, subscribe there. And then go back and then stay subscribed to Fantasy Football by Committee because, I mean,
boy, do we have homework for you.
Yes.
No, just basically what it comes down to, if you listen to this by Fantasy Football by Committee, go over to Fantasy Lens on iTunes, subscribe there, and then start listening there. Because even our Twitter page is going to go from... It's going to be the same Twitter page, but we're just changing our handle from Fantasy Football by Committee to Fantasy Lens.
Mm-hmm.
So, there it is. Fantasy Lens.
A little bit of a rebirth.
Yes.
For us three.
It's like a second coming or
yeah.
A rebaptism.
Some would say the best coming.
The best is yet to come.
Ugh.
Yeah, the best is coming.
All right, can we just stop saying that?
There's so much coming.
Okay. I'm done.
Yeah, there's a lot coming.
I'm done with Fantasy Lens. I'm done.
All right, it took a minute and a half and
to get our first.
Done.
Yeah. To get our first right. Come joke.
Now it looks like we are doing Fantasy Lens with two Fantasy Men. All right, that sounds a little weird.
All right, so obviously, if you listen to the intro, which is the first official podcast episode for Fantasy Lens on iTunes, it explains what we're doing here. We're obviously still a fantasy football podcast while Brian chews his food.
Yeah, he's eating chips.
I'm not chewing my food. I am stirring my drink.
That sounds like chewing food, but I wasn't looking at you.
There's ice, so maybe that's...
With fantasy football, we're also now doing pop culture and, like you said, putting a fantasy spin on things like movies and
I think it's also just a way to excuse us to talk about this shit.
Yeah, it kind of is. We'll throw the words draft in there and top pick.
Well, that's what I said.
It's just to confuse.
In the intro, I basically said when we go on tangents, that's something we actually really want to talk about. So now we just fuck it. Let's just make episodes where we just talk about that shit.
Also, this way we don't have the long off season and forget everything about podcasting and then, when we come back.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have us the entire year, and now we'll go on tangents about football randomly.
Can't forget the podcast basics. We got we got the training wheels off for podcasting with all the sound is good now.
They only come off. The training wheels don't come back on.
Don't go back on, no.
Yeah, so.
All right, we want to hit them with the theme.
Who wants to hit them with the theme?
What theme? I was thinking about theme songs. We already hit them with that. We're going to do that again? No.
Right. Well, that's the whole podcast.
All right. So, the theme that we're going to do, because Chips is coming out.
Yeah, I don't want to say in honor. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I said. That's why I paused.
I mean, I know it's not momentous.
Yeah, the momentous occasion of the Dax Shepard movie coming out.
Yes. The Michael Peña vehicle.
We're just going to do our...
Michael Peña episode.
No. Our top five buddy cop movies, or top 10 buddy cop movies, or ranking them in a way that we see fit.
I mean, we're definitely going to do that, but I just think we're going to talk about buddy cops movies and just, it's going to be just a mess.
Okay, yeah, we obviously prepared really well for this.
Yeah, no, there's no preparing.
There will be a top... I mean, I'm going to say my top
five. Yeah, I'm going to give a couple
top fives. The world needs to know.
So, I don't know about you, but I do kind of, because I asked you. But I broke mine down into comedy and serious, because those are the two main types of buddy cop movies.
I left it alone because there's not one buddy cop movie without jokes. Because what are two... testosterone-driven cops in a car doing if they're not joking?
Yeah, they do some
joking off with each other.
They do some guy
bit.
Talk, you know?
Yeah.
They complain about their wives and girlfriends and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Or their husbands, you know? It's a new brand. It's a brave new world.
Well, I was talking about in the movies.
Unfortunately, none of my top five have women in it. So.
We're obviously talking about the Jay Leno, Mr. Miyagi movie.
What?
Yeah, the buddy cop movie called... Collision Course.
Wait. There's a Mr. Miyagi and Jay Leno movie that I don't know about.
It's not Jay Leno.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought you said Jennifer Lopez.
No, Jay Leno and...
Oh, that makes a lot more sense than Jennifer Lopez.
Jay Leno.
I'm down for either of these movies.
I thought you said J-Lo and Mr. Miyagi.
Jay Leno.
I'm down for either of these movies.
That's crazy.
You guys have never seen that movie?
Can we throw some J-Lo in there?
No, that movie was terrible, by the way. I saw it probably when I was... I think I saw it when I was a kid, and it was awful.
Wait, what movie is J-Lo in that? It's a buddy cop movie.
No,
we're talking about J-Lo.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, she's got to be in one. I mean, she's...
She
definitely plays a cop in something.
Well, she's in that new show with Ray Liotta now, but
that's not Buddy Cop.
She's also in that Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes movie that's not White Man Can't Jump. It's Trainwreck, maybe?
It's not White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. No,
I'm pretty sure you see her boobies.
The, like,
in
Money Train?
Yeah, Money Train, yeah.
Oh, Money Train was good.
Funny thing about Ray Liotta, not that funny. My mom refuses to call him Ray Liotta and always calls him Ray Lolita. So now I'm not even sure what his last name is because I was Ray Lolita.
Sounds like a fake ass wrestling name. Coming down to the ring, Ray Lolita. Alright, so who wants to start? I guess I'll start. Since I'm already talking.
Yeah, thanks, go for
it. Alright, I'm gonna go comedy. I'll go...
She's a cop in the cell, isn't she?
I don't think I've
an
ever...
an FBI agent, yeah.
That's not a funny cop movie.
No, it's just her going into the minds of a serial killer, but...
Was Vincent D'Onofrio
in
that?
Yes, he is.
Wait, what was the one that also where Denzel plays a quadriplegic? Isn't she also in that?
I think that's Ashley Judd. I mean, there's A Long Came a Spider.
Oh, that's Ashley Judd.
That's Ashley Judd.
Okay.
You're right. Unfortunately, that's what John looks like when he used to have long hair and he put it back.
Oof.
To be fair, though, there's worse doppelganger girls to have.
Yeah. No, but there's two... Halle Berry's in another one with him. There's two of them. There's a sequel. I'm pretty sure Halle Berry's in one of them. Or something like that. There's two movies... with that same character. With the Morgan Freeman character.
Morgan Freeman.
I don't know. The only one I know about Halle Berry is Swordfish with Wolverine.
All right, let's go. John, you want to start?
All right, yeah, I'll start. All right, I got number 5 comedy. Buddy Cop movie is Cop Out.
Great. Love
I
Cop
put,
Out.
I didn't auto mention, but the Sean William Scott character just put it over the top. With him and Tracy Morgan going back and forth. Was fantastic. So that's my number 5. Number 4, a little bit of a throwback, Beverly Hills Cop.
First one?
Yes, the first one. With Judge Reinhold. I did not realize that was his actual name for the longest time.
Eddie Murphy is in so many good cop movies.
He did, but that's the character that he's like perfect at.
Yeah.
That and like a family of just weird people who like to eat and fart and shit.
I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
All right. And my number 3, I thought about this putting this one a little bit higher. I got The Other Guys. One of my favorite movies just to watch anytime it's on TV.
I love The Other Guys, too.
I'll always stop and watch it.
The Other Guys and Cop Out came out around the same time, and The Other Guys, I feel like, cannibalized their market, and Cop Out got like such bad ratings, and Other Guys got such amazing ratings, and they're very similar movies.
Yeah, I mean, The Other Guys is funnier, so like,
yeah, I just think of more of the,
and it's
the
more
jokes.
Just silly. It's more silly
it,
too.
It's definitely much sillier.
Cop Out gets serious,
but no, I just think the writing in The Other Guys was just I don't even know if it's the writing or just like the ad libbing that's going on with Wahlberg and Ferrell, like, I just think that that just meshed better than Morgan and Willis.
Yeah, I mean, anytime they're riding in the Prius, it's just fantastic. Playing Little River Band.
No, I would definitely agree that it's a better movie.
Alright, and then next one, number 2, I kinda...
What's your third? Oh,
Other Guys.
No, sorry,
Other Guys.
I forgot about Beverly Hills.
Number 2, it's kind of more in between the comedy series, but Rush Hour.
No,
that's the buddy cop movie.
Rush Hour number 2.
It's great.
No, I mean, Rush Hour is number 2 spot. Rush Hour 1. I guess Rush Hour 2 I always get those two confused, the plots of those movies.
No,
two
the first
is
one,
when he
I,
slides down the big
yeah.
curtain, right?
Yeah. Number one's with the blonde Asian bad guy.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. let yourself off.
Yeah, yeah one's better.
That's such a great line.
That guy's great.
That's such a great line. And then my number one comedy is one of the best experiences I ever had in a movie theater is 21 Jump Street.
Wow, yeah. You left off a big one off your list. Wow. Go ahead. No. Go.
I laughed through that entire movie when we saw it in theaters.
I mean, 21 Jump Street is fantastic. 22 Jump Street is also funny.
It's funny, not it's not as funny though.
No,
it
I can laugh,
but it's still good. Now,
it's still
now,
good.
See, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I didn't mix up my comedy and my serious.
Well, see, this is why I did split. You did combined. Anthony did nothing.
Oh, I did nothing. I didn't even. I could rank them though. as we go. But I have a list, just not in any order, particular. So, you want to go, Brian?
Sure. I did not put my top five in order.
Okay, so it's just kind of like
jump. But I just know that these are my top five. So I'll start with what I think is the GOAT of buddy cops. But I think this whole buddy cop game is really centered around, and that is Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. I would find it a hard time to argue that they're not the buddy cop GOAT.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with
you. If you want to say the GOAT cop of all time when it comes to movies, I'd say Bruce Willis. But
yeah,
he did it by himself in his first one. So Mel and Danny, I'll put those up there. I also really like the other guys, so we don't have to talk about that again.
Although we could, but
now I had to eliminate one Jackie Chan vehicle. Between Rush Hour and Shanghai.
No.
Oh, I totally forgot about Shanghai.
And yeah. I like Owen Wilson a little more than I like Chris Tucker. It's close,
oh,
but a little
tough.
More. So I'm going Shanghai.
You did say how much you did love Owen Wilson.
I love Owen Wilson. He's a guilty pleasure in mine. So Shanghai is my number three. Then... what I think, one of my favorite action movies ever, Bad Boys 2, Martin Lawrence, Will Smith.
Number two, really?
Oh, it's so much better than the first one.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a fan of the first one.
I love the first one. I absolutely love the first one.
So, just them, number two. And then, a little bit of a stretch, but we said that it could be a cop, and then another normal guy pulled into a situation. Now, you might hate me for this, and that's fine. But my favorite Die Hard movie is with a vengeance.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm going
oh.
Sammy
oh,
J
awesome.
And Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I actually I had that as my number two serious one.
But it's just
I love Die Hard.
You know, I get a lot of side looks because people love the first one so much when I say that's my favorite. But it is, I'm sorry. It's just my favorite one.
Honestly, I think it's a better story, better. Almost as, like, bad guys are, like, pretty equal.
It goes, if you go in Die Hard movies ranked, though, honestly, by you know, how good they are, it's 1, 3, 2,
and then
4,
all the
and then
actually,
5.
Yeah. I mean, you just go by the original Tridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even 3 is
better. Yeah, 3 is a little bit of a
branch
off, because 1 and 2 came out very close, and then 3 took some time.
I'll tell you, I love that opening song. Summer in the City by The Loving Spoonful.
Right.
What a great song.
Did you know that it was supposed to be a standalone movie, too? It wasn't going to be a Die Hard movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was going to be called, like, Simon Says or something.
Okay.
And then they were like, you know what? Why don't we just get Bruce Willis to do it? And then why don't we get just make it a Die Hard movie?
And then make Jeremy Irons the younger brother of Hans Gruber.
It's like, spoiler alert for Split, how they were just like, Shyamalan Ding Dong was just like gonna make this Unbreakable sequel. No one's gonna know until the last second of the movie. Mind's blown. It was amazing. I loved Split.
Was it like super scary though?
No.
So
it was a thriller.
I would be able to watch
it? Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a horror. I'd say it was a thriller.
Okay. I'm okay with thrillers.
A sci-fi thriller.
Ooh, okay. Scary ones I just can't do.
I wasn't scared, but I watch a shit ton of scary movies, so... Like, The Conjuring was something that scared me.
You know, I haven't seen The Conjuring, and I want to see it. I actually haven't watched a good scary movie in a really long time.
That was one of the better... That was one of the best... Because I like a lot of scary movies, but they don't all... I don't think they're all scary. I just like them because they're in the horror genre. But it's not like when I saw them, I was scared. I think that was the last movie that actually frightened me. I don't...
Really?
Yeah, I haven't been scared by a movie in a really long time. Probably not since I was, like, 13 and saw The Ring or something.
See, I don't get scared as much as, like, it sort of, like, just messes with me a little bit. You know, like... Like, I'll have, like, weird dreams.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
yeah,
not, like, nightmares,
but,
like...
That will happen.
It's just, I get, like, weird, like... Like, even that happens even when I play certain video games, too. Like, if I play, like Bioshock... like
Dead Space.
Like, that you sort of, like, getting weird dreams when you play stuff like that. See, that's just me, though.
I do... That happens to me, too, but I also like watching horror movies now if I'm by myself, like, in the middle of the night, like, if D's out or gone for the night or something. I'm like, oh, it's just the perfect time. Like, turn all the lights off, be home alone... Watch it, like try to put myself in the mood, you know.
No, that's the way you got. That's the way you got to watch it, though. And the thing is, like, Allison hates horror movies or scary movies.
Yeah.
The only time I ever can watch them is like by myself.
Oh,
like,
Martina's family,
you know,
notorious for hating horror movies.
Oh yeah, yeah, not even close.
It's. I mean, I guess it's cool to watch them by yourself. You know, like in the dark, like, you know, get all freaked out and stuff. But you know, it'd be nice to watch them, be able to watch them more often.
D loves horror movies, so that's one thing that we really excel at. We go to so many, we go to so many horror movies in theaters.
Oh, man.
All right, so what was the rest of your list there, Brian?
Oh, that was my top five. I just want to say, Rest of Hollywood needs to catch up a little. I'm not like a big whitewash type person, or like things aren't diverse enough, because I think there's good diversity out there every now and then in Hollywood, but all the best buddy cop movies are, you like, there's just so many interracial buddy cop movies. Like, the formula is killing it for buddy cop. Where is it for everything else?
True. Buddy cop is ahead of time.
Wait, cause once you get the streetwise cop versus, like, the, you know, by the book cop, or like the crazy one, and like the, you know, the cautious one with a family that's like 2 years away from retirement, and put them together, but all those stories just go together great.
The crazy thing is it interchanges. The race doesn't matter. Like, Danny Glover is the family man in that one. With Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan's not the crazy one. Like, it's very interchangeable. Like, no one's pigeonholed. It's not like the black guy's always the crazy one, and the white guy's always the family man, or the white guy's always the crazy one. The black,
cop out too.
You know, it switches each time. It's pretty good stuff. It's good harmony.
All right. So I'll run down my five now that I added them. I made a quick list.
Right.
I have to agree, Die Hard 3, one of my favorite movies of all time to watch.
It's great.
If it's ever on, I can just sit down and watch it. That's how much I love that movie.
I also think about the 5 gallon, 3 gallon jug problem.
Such a great problem.
I think about it so much.
It's like, why can't somebody just come up to you and ask you that in a park? You just knock it out of the park.
Dude, honestly, it's like, I always, like, I remember it, and then, like, 3 weeks later, I forget it. I'm like, oh, shit, how do I do it? Like, I do it again. I'm like, okay, I got it.
All right, so that one, we'll go with number threes, and I actually really love Lethal Weapon 3. I don't know why, but of all the Lethal Weapons, 3 was always my favorite to watch. But obviously, all four of them, even the fourth one, which is critically panned, I still enjoy watching Lethal Weapon 4.
What about Lethal Weapon 5?
They were going to
talk about coming out with Lethal Weapon.
I really like Lethal Weapon 4 because I'm a big Kung Fu guy. And Jet Li's in it. So I know it was banned, but just watching Jet Li do his thing while the two old-ass men try to, like, double-team up. That last scene was awesome. In the rain, like, and they're on that, in that building on that brick layer.
You know, it was awesome. It was a great scene. You know, it was an absolutely great scene.
I just don't think the reviewers know what they're doing. Like, I feel like they're not going for satisfaction. They're like, they just don't know how to judge a movie for the movie it is.
Yeah, I know we talk about this a lot, Brian, but we say, like, we just go to the movies wanting to enjoy it. We don't care if it's, like, the most, like, you know, technically sound, well-made.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, I just want to be entertained.
You want to, well, certain movies, you just need to, like, sort of, like, I don't want to say take your brain out of it, but, like, just, like,
that's why
stop thinking about it too hard and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's why I love bad movies.
I mean, I love some bad movies are bad movies, but some movies, like, I'll leave them before. It's like, just know why you're there. You're not there to see an Oscar-nominated movie. You're there to see a fun movie with an action and comedy. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, like that. I just thought it was very entertaining. Like, there were good fight scenes. It was entertaining with the whole, like, tied-up family, with the fire and stuff in the house. And I'm pretty sure I could spot out bad movies that aren't entertaining. Like, Die Hard. The last couple of Die Hard just haven't been entertaining. Oh, like, they just don't have any value.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I always find it weird when, like, right, something actually has entertainment value, but you just take that part out of it. It's like, oh, well, it's not a good movie.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And, just going back to the Jet Li point, wasn't he in the buddy cop movie with DMX?
Oh, yeah.
With, Cradle Black to the Diamonds?
Grave. Is that really a buddy cop movie?
It was. Cradle to the Grave.
Or were they against each other?
No, they were with each other.
They
Except
were with each other?
I think one was a cop and one was a gangster and they teamed up or something.
I honestly don't
know. It's called Cradle to the Grave. I used to be really into black movies when I was a kid. Brown Sugar, one of my jams.
Did you ever see Ghost Dog?
Ghost Dog. I've seen the Snoop Dogg stories
Wasn't
of the
it
Crip.
Ghost Dog? Yeah, it was called Ghost Dog.
Tales
from the Hood. Stories from the Crip.
Hold on.
Little baby bedtime lullabies.
I was saying stories from the Crips.
If
the gang, the Crips, were going to tell horror stories, that's what the movie it would be.
Around the campfire.
Yeah,
making
exactly.
Some
like if they went camping or to tell stories, that's pretty much what Snoop Dogg's horror movie was.
Go watch Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai. Came out in 2000 with Forest Whitaker.
Crazy sounding movie.
Yeah.
Go say it got mega good reviews.
It sounds like they just put a Mad Libs together to make
a
movie.
It was good. It was a good movie. I watched it when I was a teenager. It was awesome.
All right, Ghost Dog. I'm just gonna write that down.
All right, so let me finish up the list. So I Lethal Weapon 3,
yeah.
Die Hard 3, like again, in no particular order.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop. Actually, I do like the third one too, but the first one's my favorite.
I've definitely seen the first two. I'm not sure if I've seen the third one.
The third one's when they go to the amusement park.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've never seen
all of that.
That's actually a really funny one. It was probably the worst of the three, but it was funny.
He also has great jackets in that too. Not to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, he does. But Bad Boys. I actually like the first one more than I like the second one. I'm excited because they're supposedly coming out with a third one.
And, yep, Bad Boys 4.
They're slated for a third and a fourth, actually.
So I'm excited for that. I love the team up of Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. And probably my favorite, is Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, my God, so good. Forgot about it.
We talked about it last time on the podcast. Yeah. I love Starsky and Hutch. I think Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, solid combo.
Very solid.
I actually didn't mention it.
Owen Wilson. Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah. So, I forgot to mention last week, but when I was watching it, I totally forgot about the part where they go into the Asian guy's apartment and his son starts throwing knives at them. I totally forgot that. Like when I was watching it, I cracked up. It's such a good, like, yes, father, I shall throw knives all the time.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in forever. I can't believe it. That movie was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
John and I used to watch it in college all the time. We had like a 5-movie playlist. It was like that: Jay and Silent Bob, Joanna Man, like Mike. And
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah. That one? Oh my God!
We had a
pretty limited movie playlist that we watched.
But
all the time.
We love all of it though.
It was the days of DVDs, man.
Yeah, Pineapple Express. I'm sure we watched a bunch.
I could 100% watch Jay and Silent Bob. I've seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back dozens of times. Speaking of which, I think they come out with another one.
Really?
Yeah.
They're kind of like buddy cops.
Yeah, they could be. Like buddy stoners.
Yeah, buddy stoners.
I don't know.
Tracy Morgan was in it.
It might be my favorite
Kevin Smith movie.
I think I like it more than Dogma. I think it's better than Mallrats.
Well, Dogma got panned, but I did like Dogma.
Dogma was fantastic.
I like it. I think James Bond Bob's funnier.
Oh, it's tough. This Mallrats was fantastic.
Clerks 2 is my favorite.
Yeah, Clerks
2. I could do an entire episode just on Kevin Smith movies. Do you consider Super Troopers a buddy?
That's a lot of buddies.
Yeah, that's we're doing buddy cop singular, not buddies.
Wait, Brian, you heard Allison?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
the microphone.
That's pretty good.
Microphone. Sensitive, like hot
mic. She's like 8 feet away.
Yeah. If
we're saying cop teams, like a whole cop team, like that and SWAT.
SWAT's really good.
SWAT.
But no, Super Troopers not a buddy cop movie, but definitely. Buddies who are cops.
Yes. Yeah, buddies who are cops.
You know what? That's better than cops who are buddies, to be honest, though.
I'm gonna rattle off a couple honorable mentions. Okay. And tell me if you like any of these.
I got a few after you.
Alright. Luke Wilson and Martin Lawrence in Blue Streak.
Yep.
Love that movie. It's one of my favorite
that is on a solid, TBS solid movie.
Sunday evening, like Sunday at 11 or 12 type.
That's pretty, yeah, that's
movies.
Pretty solid.
Arnold's.
I have not watched it in years, but it was fantastic. I remember watching it a lot when I was a teenager, and it was great.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny, the kid from Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie.
When you said Danny DeVito, I was thinking you were going with Danny DeVito.
And then my last honorable mention, because I know I would have got yelled at if I put this in my top five, is Owen Wilson and Eddie Murphy
obviously.
And I Spy.
Yeah, obviously you're going to say that.
You know what? There's going to be some time in like 10 years from now where that movie is just beloved. Like, it's definitely ahead of its time and people just haven't caught up yet.
Listen, I like it. I laugh at it.
It's tough.
It's just not as much as you do.
Wait, hold on. I think Allison has a...
Well, no, based on... I don't know if you've seen any of the advertisements for Life, the movie.
Oh, with
Ryan Reynolds
and Jake Gyllenhaal.
They're proposing that the two of them do a buddy cop movie.
Together. I'd be down with that.
Yeah,
I could absolutely see Ryan Reynolds and
Jake
Gyllenhaal.
If you look up any of their interviews for the movie...
Then they're good together? All right. I'm definitely down for a Gyllenhaal-Ryan Reynolds.
To go along with Eddie Murphy movies, I see that you have it too, Anthony. But Showtime, I feel like, is in the same vein as I Spy or Blue Streak, where it's like a good
Showtime.
Solid, you know,
I like Showtime. I forgot about that.
A good, solid, you know, mid to late afternoon, morning, early afternoon
Showtime
movie, just kind of like just laying in bed. It's like, you know, I kind of don't want to get up right now, but. I'm gonna watch.
I completely forgot about Showtime. Hollywood Homicide.
No, I'm not gonna. I like Josh Hartnett. I wish he was in more stuff. Not that huge a fan of that movie.
All right. Well,
Eddie Murphy
movies,
is just killing it, man.
All right, wait. There's a few movies that are not. I don't even want to say are honorable mentions because they are really good buddy cop movies that we really didn't like. Just aren't on our top five.
Yeah.
48 Hours.
Never.
You want to talk about Eddie Murphy? Murphy and Nick Nolte. One of the best. Mm-hmm. Just not one of my top fives.
Okay.
Hot Fuzz.
That was one of my honorable mentions too.
You gotta love Simon Pegg
and Nick Frost. Yeah,
like they're fantastic together. Another one I had on the list is Red Heat. Come on.
Never seen
Schwarzenegger and Belushi, fantastic.
What about The Heat? We want to bring some women into this?
go for it.
I mean, is Miss Congeniality a buddy cop movie?
Yeah. What is it? Bullock and... I heard Allison...
Yeah, Pina Bullock Gallagher and... Yes. What's it, the guy from Law and Order? Allison, what's his name?
Benjamin Bratt.
every woman knows everything about... Miss Congeniality.
Sandra Bullock.
To be honest, it's like a legit good movie.
Oh yeah,
too.
I enjoy it.
Yep. I have another one though. Would you consider Wild Wild West a buddy cop movie?
Oh no doubt. Yeah, they're Secret Service.
How awesome! But how
certainly
how fun
does,
is Will Smith and
certainly
Kevin Kline together
deserve a. If you're going to say that's awesome, then
No, I know, I know. I was just asking if, like, would you guys consider that a buddy cop movie?
It's definitely a buddy cop movie. I don't think it belongs on this list, though.
Yeah, just because it's not, in a different time period doesn't mean it's not.
Not the honorable mentions. Not the honorable mention. I'm just asking
them. Well, it sounds like you're mentioning them honorably, which is an honorable mention.
All right, how about this shitty movie?
Okay.
Wild Wild West.
That's better. All right, yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. A lot of racism in that movie.
What about Zootopia?
We actually already talked about Zootopia. We're talking about.
No, that's on the Bunny Cop.
Well, actually, we talked about it.
Yes, the Bunny Cop
movies.
It's
on the Bunny Cop.
That's next.
Which Zootopia is, or Who's Framing Roger Rabbit? That those are the top Roger two Rabbit. And only two.
So
you've got two on the Bunny Cop.
So if people who are listening to this can't notice or figure out, Allison can't hear Brian, so she's talking and we're talking. So basically, like a
we're playing telephone.
Yeah, basically playing telephone between us. So
sorry, Brian.
So.
It makes for a good Zootopia. Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So Zootopia and Who Framed Roger Rabbit are the two Bunny Cop movies.
Also, I mean, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is one of my favorite childhood movies.
I
watched that so much
as a kid. I just loved seeing Disney and Warner Brothers together.
Like, see, I didn't know that was cross pollination. There, I don't know the characters enough to.
Well, you've never seen Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny together. Getting to see them together was amazing. And actually, a fun fact...
Yes.
...is that Disney would not allow any of their characters to perform any acts of, like, violence where, like, it would kill people.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there was a scene where I think Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse were, like, parachuting or something like that, and Bugs Bunny dropped something.
Yeah.
They didn't want Mickey Mouse doing it, so they had to have Bugs Bunny do it.
Actually, I think he gives a fake parachute anvil to Bob Hoskins.
So, well, I'm saying, like, that's just...
I mean, that's classic Bugs Bunny, though, like, you know, shenanigans.
So they decided that's how they wanted to go with it.
All right, I'm going to go I'm going to do an honorable mention. One very off-the-beaten-path, but, Brian, I think you watched it at my house once. I've watched it a few times, and I know you love Owen Wilson, is Bottle Rocket.
Oh, great. I don't know what cops have to do with that, though.
Well, it's a buddy movie.
It's just a buddy movie. Yeah, but come on, there has to be some kind of law enforcement.
Well, they're law breakers. I don't know if that counts.
Nothing about that has to do with buddy cops. Get it off the list.
That was terrible.
All right, fine. I'll take it off the list. I'm just saying people should watch that movie because it's fantastic.
All right, it's a good movie, but we could just say movies we like.
That was fucking terrible. Yeah.
All right, whatever. Let's see what else I got here.
Shit.
All right. I can't believe no one else has mentioned this. This was on top of my serious list. Is Training Day?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I can't believe you guys.
But they're not really buddies. Yeah.
No.
Oh my god. Okay, they're not cops. They're not buddies.
Well, these are the only two stipulations, John.
It's not a movie. It's two guys that hang out together.
Yeah. I saw two cops in a Dunkin' Donuts, and I figured they were great friends, and I would add it to the list.
So
I asked their name: Justin Anderson and Owen Smilson.
Wow.
You should have been Schmo and Schmilson if you're really going for the joke. So I should not say my favorite episodes of Cops then?
No, certainly not.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of
if
which.
If you actually say, because if you know singular episodes of Cops, that's impressive.
Yeah, the one in Jacksonville, Florida.
The next season of Cops, my brother's going to be on it.
No, sure, really?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Is he like a crackhead?
No, he's a cop.
Well, to be honest, I should have asked that. Like, I knew he was a cop, so like, I was like, "Oh, that's awesome." But if I didn't know, I'd be like, "Oh, on what end? What side?"
Fucking cop.
Oh well, I don't know. It could go one of two ways, right? Wouldn't that be funny if you were
Wouldn't
that be funny if you were shouting out your brother who got arrested on Cops, and it was like his big moment? It's like, oh man, I gotta tell you, my brother's on season 8 of Cops. You gotta watch out for him. He's the guy that when he gets pulled over, and then the dash cam, and then he runs, and then he trips over his pants. And then they pepper spray him, even though he's on the ground. He got a little bit of a settlement out of it. It's a great time for him.
The dog was biting his dick. Like,
oh, man, imagine if they trained attack dogs to bite guys' dicks.
I'm sure
they
that's
probably
what they do. I'm 100% sure that...
Go for the sausages. Yeah, go for the sausages.
I'm pretty sure that dick is like... the top thing for
So, like, the dog's, like, running at the perp, and he's just got, like, a checklist in his mind. Mm-hmm. All right, is the dick open?
Yeah.
Yes, no. No.
No, I know. You know, like, the glove that they use, like, the dogs to bite when they learn?
Yeah.
What they do is, before they do that, they rub it on their dicks. Yeah.
Get the scent.
And then they always bite it. Right, and then you get the scent of dick, yeah. And they're like, ah!
So, dog's just, like, biting, just, like, man smell, is what you're saying.
Well, that's, like, a potent dick smell, so they go after that.
I feel like you need to... like, reassess how you shower
so, like,
if you have potent dick smell.
Next time you are in the situation where a cop is sicking their dog on you, just go your dick on someone or something to get, like, to just buy some extra time, because the dog is going to go straight. Like, start rubbing your dick on a tree, and then the dog will start, like, biting the tree for a little bit, and then you'll have a little extra time before he realizes that tree's not a dick.
Or at least, like, they might think you're on drugs, then, if you start rubbing your dick everywhere. Just... I don't know.
We have a crazy man rubbing his dick on trees.
Oh, my God. All right. Where did this go?
So, can we proceed without naming movies that don't have anything to do with buddy cops? Like, it's not just buddies, and it's not just cops.
It's buddy cops.
It can't be about two cops that hate each other, John,
because
they're clearly not buddies.
Yeah, but like, they're all, like, you know, behind that, the blue line.
All right, so how do you guys feel about Men in Black?
Behind the blue line. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Right? I mean,
like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They hate each other in the beginning.
They're galactic cops.
All buddy cops hate each other in the beginning, John.
And they're galactic cops.
They're actually agents.
Fuck you. CIA agents are basically cops. They're just, like, glorified cops. Come on.
Actually, cop out. Skip the origin story. And I think a lot of people unfairly, maybe that's why the reviews weren't great. It completely skips the origin story. They're already great friends. They don't need to explain it.
That is true.
They don't need
to
explain why. They're great friends. They've been partners. Yeah, just skip that story.
That's why I do like the first movie in, like, superhero series, is because I always like to see, like, that first, like, 45 minute, like, origin story, like, that transformation and him learning, or her learning, how to use their power.
Speaking of superhero movies, DC is apparently working on two lower level superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Because another podcast I do listen to, like, talks about, like, superhero stuff and stuff like that. They were talking about making a movie with two lower level superheroes doing a quote unquote buddy cop style movie with two superheroes.
Not bad.
I would absolutely see that.
Oh yeah.
Like, how fun would that be?
Pretty fun.
Right?
Do you think that's where, like, they're trying to do Deadpool and Cable?
That would be fucking awesome. I mean, true. I mean, because they hate each other to begin with, and then they start working together.
I could see them, yeah, like, going that way.
The question is, though, who the hell is going to play Cable? Like, it's got to be...
The last thing they talked about was Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon?
Yeah.
See, I don't want him because he was just Zod. Too much...
Yeah, he was, but... Yeah, but I don't really... That doesn't bother me as much. Like, I mean, I just think Ron Perlman would be great. That's just me.
He would be good. I mean, I also like Ron Perlman a lot.
Do we have to go old? Is Cable old, or does he just have white hair?
No, he's not old. The problem is what's to happen with Cable is he has this, like, regenerative abilities. But the reason he has it, I believe, is because he has, like, this, like, curse upon him. It's, like, killing him, and his regenerating is, like, basically saving him. So it's like I think it's causing him to look like that.
Work out this podcast, I'll think of it. That'll be our new goal of who we want to be Cable. You already said Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What?
No, that's great. That's great.
Fucking Hellboy.
Yeah, that's great. And I liked him in that monster movie.
Blade 2?
No.
Oh.
With Charlie in it. Fucking monsters or robots.
Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just get Charlie to play Cable. Everybody will be very confused.
As the character Charlie.
Yeah, yes, exactly. No one will know what's going on.
Alright, does anyone have any other...
How about if you were going to draft two from any movie? Like, if you just think of the... And I'm not... Just the best duo you could think of. If, like...
Who would work the best?
If there was a crime happening. Big syndicate. You know, you gotta get to the bottom of it. The station's compromised. You can't trust them. You can only trust your one partner and your other partner. So it's just two guys. You put them together. Like, who's the A-team?
Ooh. So, I mean, honestly...
Wait, does it have to be any of the guys in this these buddy cop movies, or can it be any actor?
Well, they have... The actor has to play a cop, but it could be... It doesn't have to be in a buddy cop movie. You're gonna have to take a cop. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, could it be one of the actors that are not in the movies that we mentioned?
Sure. But okay. It has to be a character, not an actor.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking Jackie Chan and Mel Gibson would be a fantastic
Jackie
duo.
Chan and Mel Gibson. But I don't like the sound of that.
I'm thinking Jackie Chan from Rush Hour and Mel Gibson from Lethal Weapon.
Okay. So Jackie, okay, because it could have been Jackie Chan from Shanghai Noon.
It could have been.
So,
but he's a bit more, by the book, Jackie Chan in Rush Hour is willing to try and do what it takes to find the consulate's daughter.
What about that happen, like...
Do what it takes to find the consulate's daughter.
In a non-creepy way.
What about having, like... Two of the same guys, like sort of having like
same actor as a different character,
like Will Smith and Men in Black with Will Smith from Wild Wild West together, or like
and then you know, like and then Will Smith and
and Bad Boys.
And Bad Boys, put them all three of them together. How would Will Smith from Bad Boys interact with Agent K? No, he's not K. He's J. Yeah,
he's J.
Or Bruce Willis from Cop Out with John McClane. Like,
oh my God! How would they be together? Because Cop Out is kind of like a sarcastic. Like he has some humor to him in Cop Out.
Yeah.
John McClane does too, though.
But he's just beaten down though. His wife is like taken. You know, like he's always just beaten down by the force, and his wife is a bitch or an ex-wife, and just like
you gotta drop the B word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, this is. This is some Inception type shit.
Who would I take? That's tough.
I think my favorite thinking of that is the Jackie Chan saving the consulate daughter, and then Jackie Chan gets blasted from the past from Shanghai, and then helps him.
What about Owen Wilson from Shanghai Noon, and Owen Wilson in Starsky and Hutch?
So choose
Owen Wilson. Love Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson from the 1870s. And Owen Wilson from the 1970s.
Absolutely love Owen Wilson. Favorite movie comedian. I know it's crazy to say. And I know a lot of other people play the same role, but there's nobody where it fits more, where he plays the same role. So you could interchange him in any of his movies.
That's true.
His character is just zipping through time. I'm pretty sure his character is the same name in every movie, and nobody would notice.
I'd probably watch that movie. Owen Wilson just goes from like the 1990s to like the 1890s.
So we're talking about like
to find like Jack the Ripper.
We're talking
or something
about
like
Bill
that.
And Ted with just Owen Wilson. Oh yeah, I'd watch shit out of that movie.
Man, so all right, two characters together. Oh man, that's tough. I think I'd want to take what the fuck is his name? Riggs.
Okay.
The Weapon with why is the name Foley, Beverly Hills Cop. I would love to see Murphy and Gibson together in those two characters because they're both loose cannons.
Oh,
so it would
God.
Just be like the loosest fucking cannon. They would just be fucking doing everything.
I was just gonna say the opposite, where I think you need the loose cannon, beat them down, and then you also need the. You need the guy that pulls him back a little.
So you think like Riggs and Reinhold?
I think the best when it comes to just like he will get the job done, loose cannon, is Bruce Willis.
McClane?
It was McClane, yeah. So he would have to, I think he'd be my number one draft pick when it comes to cop.
There's
that fantasy spin.
No, but McClane.
I think he's the number one draft. He turned a cab driver into a solid partner. Like he just makes everybody around him better.
That's right.
McClane is great. I think I'd go with Foley though.
I'm saying
Axel Foley.
The Riggs Foley combination.
Axwell Foley.
Axel.
Axwell.
That Riggs Foley combination. We get called into the chief's office about like 5 minutes into the movie.
The chief would be steaming.
They were going through so many guns and
badges. Oh my god! Handing it in. They're
a draw full of guns and badges.
And then your gun and badge. I just handed it.
That is like one of the biggest buddy cop tropes ever. Mm-hmm. Is the fucking hand in your gun and badges. Yeah. Like, do they really do that shit in real life? Like, that's gotta be some fake bullshit.
I don't know,
like,
but to me, it's a slap in the face when a buddy cop movie doesn't have that scene. Yeah. Like, what was I watching this for? You're not gonna have the gun and badge scene? Are you kidding?
Axel, what were you thinking? Give me your gun and badge!
You got it. And then it always turns out where, like, something could have, like, some day could have been saved if he only had his gun.
And his badge.
I want the one situation, where the day could be saved if he only had his badge. Like, if he just had the badge, he would have been fine. Like, the badge. He usually keeps the badge on his breastplate, and it would have stopped the bullet.
Oh, man.
Although, I do really like in The Other Guys when they kind of make fun of that and just give Will Ferrell a wooden gun.
Yeah, that's great.
And then a rape whistle.
Oh, how amazing was Michael Keaton in that movie?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God. I love when he's working at Bed Bath & Beyond. And there's a serial rapist on Heights. Oh, sorry, that's my other job. But don't ignore that. If you're walking by there, use the buddy system.
Did that kind of revive his career, or was Birdman first?
No, Other Guys was a couple Birdman. Years before. A few, all right, so, like, all right. Four
thank you,
years.
Other Guys, for... Thank you, Other Guys, for saving Michael Keaton's career.
Michael Keaton wanted to do whatever Michael Keaton wanted to do. It wasn't like he wasn't like starving for movies. Yeah. He just did the movie.
Is he your favorite Batman?
I was just gonna say your fit. No, it's Christian Bale. Your favorite?
Okay. No,
I was gonna say your favorite.
Are you serious? Oh my god, Martha. I just after that movie,
good, but Ben Affleck was a fantastic older Bruce Wayne.
He was pretty good.
All right, once he's in a good movie, then I'll give him credit though.
All right, fine. Say it to Ben.
But what about your favorite chief from a buddy cop movie?
Ooh, I mean, I do really like the chief from Starsky and Hutch because he gets drunk with the bad guys. And just like, that's great.
Man.
Michael Keaton's up
Michael
there.
Michael Keaton might be my favorite. I also like when the chief is like always railing against him. And the chief is like always not athletic and incompetent when it actually comes to fighting crime because he's a book pusher. He's a pen pusher. A paper pusher. That's what I was looking for. He's a paper pusher. He doesn't know the job anymore. He's been the chief for too long. But for some reason, in the final scene, he always like, knocks one guy out, or like does something where
wait
he
a minute.
Helps.
Now, who is the guy in Bad Boys 2? What was his name? That was the chief.
He's like TNT stands for Tactical Narcotics Team.
What the fuck was his name? What's his real name in real life? Why is this like this is crazy? It's right there. It's right there. Joe Pantaleone. Holy shit, he was fantastic. He was great as a not chief, but he was a captain. He was oh my god, he was so funny.
He was a really good
also
captain.
Also in I like him as an actor. He was also in Running Scared as like a snitch for Billy Crystal, and he was really good in that.
Was
like
one Running Scared? No, he,
I had that on the list.
Right
down.
He was really good in that. The Wusa chief, Wusa.
but all right, how about it? Wasn't as angry or yelly. Like yelling, I guess. Mm-hmm. Rip Torn in Men in Black was pretty solid.
Oh yeah, he's great
as the leader of MIB. But I honestly, I'm gonna have to go with Joe Pantaleone, and
he's great. I'm gonna have to go with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I think I might have to go with Michael Keaton.
Or about Ice Cube in 21 Jump Street.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'm black. Yeah, I'm angry. Yeah, I'm gonna yell.
That was pretty good.
Ice Cube is really good. So, that's a tough one. I really like how. One of my honorable mentions, Last Action Hero, how they play up the chief office scene so much, where like the chief's ears steam and he yells so hard that the glass breaks and Arnold Schwarzenegger just has like a draw full of guns to give him and stuff. I don't know when the last time you saw that movie, but that movie's actually really good.
I think I saw it like maybe 5 years ago, like the last time I saw it, to be honest.
I know you guys brought up SWAT.
Yes.
Is that, you guys consider a buddy cop type movie?
There's
with,
too many.
Nah, that's just a cop
movie. There's a cop movie? Yeah. I mean, I do enjoy it. I did enjoy it.
And the one dingus turns on him. Whenever there's like somebody in the group turning on him, then it's like they're not buddies anymore.
Two of them turned.
Oh, yeah.
One was no longer SWAT.
Oh, that's right. Renner was no longer SWAT.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was kicked out.
But the other one turned.
Yeah.
But still.
Good movie.
And he killed himself. And then they sang the SWAT theme.
Da-na-na. Yeah.
Like,
I'm trying to think weird. Of like the chiefs from the movies we named that were so high up. Some of them don't even have chiefs.
Well, Lethal Weapon, always that older white guy was like, always screaming at them. I can't remember his name.
Well, let's see. 21 Jump Street, Ice Cube, Rush Hour had... Rush Hour had a couple CIA guys in charge.
There was always someone yelling at Chris Tucker.
The other guys, Keaton, Chris Tucker. Beverly Hills Cop had the short white guy that was balding with the white hair.
You know, now you mention it. I want to mention this because I always make you laugh. Rush Hour 3 was terrible.
Yes.
But there was a scene in the beginning when he's like a traffic cop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like stopping this like lady who's like fat and said something, and she goes, "I have a thyroid problem." And she's like, "God, why don't you stop eating thyroids?" I don't know why, but that shit is so funny. It's just so fucking stupid. But it just makes me laugh. Sorry, when I think of that Chris Tucker Rush Hour, that's the first thing I think about. Sorry.
Also, Brian, you said off air before we started, you mentioned The Fifth Element. Now that we're talking about Chris Tucker, Bruce Willis.
Would you count that?
No, it's not a buddy cop.
Well, he's a cop.
No, but it's not
but
a buddy.
Who's his
not
butt? Would you count?
Yeah, no buddy.
Mila, is that Mila Jokovic?
Yeah, Mila Jokovic.
No, that's
Mila Jokovic.
Yeah. Would you count? Would you count her as his buddy?
No, not really.
I mean, they became sex buddies at the end.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody I says you can't bone your buddy.
Boning buddies. Well, hey, look, if we're going to talk about that, what about Judge Dredd with fucking Stallone and Schneider?
No.
What? Like, the new one or the old one?
There was only one Judge Dredd with Stallone and Schneider.
Oh, I thought you, I don't know. Yeah, what, you kind of, like, you just slurred your words together. I was like, what?
Like, that's a buddy cop movie you really know about. But not really, but... Same thing with what about Demolition Man with Sandra Bullock and Benjamin Bratt and Stallone?
So
yeah.
So how about
but
this,
they're not
Anthony?
They're not the main. The buddy's got to be the main character. Stallone
and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she's not the main character.
You have to share the spotlight, kind of.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Stallone stole the spotlight.
You have to share the spotlight.
Obviously.
Which I think is a real big accomplishment from Samuel Jackson to wrestle that spotlight away from Bruce Willis after Bruce Willis just turned into phenomenal movies. And he's like, you know, I'm gonna share the spotlight with you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100. Yeah. If, and Samuel L. Jackson wasn't that well known yet. Like, he wasn't a box office draw or anything. He was.
What was that movie out? 95.
90. What was that out? Actually, that's a good question.
Because that might have been post Pulp Fiction. Post Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction was 94.
In the interim, while Anthony's looking it up, if we were to be buddy cops, I mean, I would say that 95. John is the family man, I'm the off the handle, and Anthony's the chief.
Oh, I'm definitely the chief.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm always yelling. I actually do really good, like, what the fuck were you guys doing? Hey, give me a magic gun!
Oh,
you do this a lot? You practice?
Get out of my office!
Yeah, Brian, you'd always be dragging me into...
It was right after Pulp Fiction.
Into situations that I don't want to be in.
We'd also have a dog. We'd also have a canine. One of our early, not a big case, but like just the one of the... For a little bit of humor to throw in to break up the monotony of the movie, we have just... we'd be arguing about something in the big case, and we see somebody speeding by, and we're like, oh, we got to pull them over. And our canine would be in the back. And then we'd see that the guy had drugs on him, and he ran, and we stick the canine, and the guy would start rubbing his dick all over.
If you were saying rubbing dicks, then I'm out.
And then if we would ask him, like, what are you doing? Like, we think it's a crackhead. And he's like, nah, man, I read somewhere that if you rub your dicks, the thing. And then he would be our Joe Pesci.
Oh, you're like Sean William Scott.
Yeah, Charlene William Scott, Joe Pesci informant.
I would love to have a Sean William Scott informant type guy.
Who's the best buddy cop informant?
Oh man, that's tough.
I really like Joe Pesci and
it's Huggy Bear.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, Huggy Bear is really good. Although he's not a snitch, he's an urban informer. Get it right.
What was it, Lethal Weapon 4 was Joe Pesci?
Mm-hmm.
And 3,
no,
right?
No, he was in. She was in 2.
Did he start at 2? I thought he started 3. I'm not sure.
I think it was 2. Could have been 1, actually, but no, I don't know.
Huggy Bear is pretty good.
It's been a long time, but Huggy Bear has got to be probably.
Well, wait, what about the guy from the other guys who keeps trying to bribe him with play tickets? It's not a bribe.
Alright.
Jersey Boys. It was a revelation. Like, no, but that's not the same thing.
He's an informant for them.
Yeah, he's an informant,
I guess.
He tells them information.
It's pretty much the definition of informant, Anthony.
What about Derek Jeter?
He's not an informant.
Derek Jeter was not an informer. He was a...
He was
a leaker.
That's right, yeah.
But, I really like the guy who keeps giving them tickets. Because the informant always tries to, snake you at first. And then they realize that they're the safest if they're with you.
But Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon really wasn't, an informant. He tried to be, a private detective. Like, he tried to start his own...
Yeah, he was more like a friend who was kind of a bum. And then
he
just wanted to keep being a cop. And then everyone's like, come on, you're too short to be a cop.
And they had the whole scene with Chris Rock about with the cell phones in Lethal Weapon 4. Oh my god, what a ridiculous
scene. That scene was awesome.
They fuck you with the cell phones. How do people hate that movie?
I don't understand that. That's a great movie.
Oh man. Do you guys have any of the the worst of all buddy cop movies?
Wait, one last one. Dave Chappelle in Blue Streak is a great informant, too.
Mm.
Oh, I don't even remember. I haven't seen Blue Streak in forever. I don't even remember Dave Chappelle in that movie.
I vaguely remember it, I think.
He keeps getting beat up, fake beat up by Martin Lawrence, and he has his,
that's right.
I don't even fucking remember that. Wow. That has been a long time. How long I've seen that movie. Do you guys have any, the worst buddy cop movie of all time?
Something we just didn't enjoy. Because it's hard not to enjoy a buddy cop movie.
What's a bad
movie? Yeah, but they've made some bad ones.
I don't think I've ever sat there. I don't know. I wouldn't remember it, off the top of my head.
Well, I didn't remember it, but I looked it up, and I remember watching it now as a kid.
Yes.
It was called Theodore Rex.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and it's Whoopi Goldberg.
That's a great start.
A dinosaur. And a dinosaur.
Oh, that's amazing. What? How is that bad?
Wait. Is this were they serious about it, or is this supposed to be
No, it's a comedy. It's a comedy.
I'm not sure how that's bad, though.
Yeah, it's right. Whoopi Goldberg and a dinosaur.
Yeah, this first thing that comes up, you have four letters.
What I didn't enjoy at all that really bummed me out, because huge fan of New Girl, was a Cop Out. Not Cop Out, a Cop... What was that, New Girl?
Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops. You know, I never saw that.
Yeah, I never seen it.
I heard it was terrible.
It just was... There wasn't really... I mean, there was some laughing in it, but it wasn't bad enough to be good. It wasn't stupid enough. I don't know. It just never really hit it.
All right, you want to hear the...
Yeah, give us, the blurb.
All right, here. Theodore Rex, also known as T-Rex, is a 1995 buddy cop science fiction family film.
Of course.
With Whoopi Goldberg. Let's see. Hold on. It was directed... Oh, wow. All right. In an alternate futuristic society where humans and anthropomorphic dinosaurs coexist, a tough police detective named Katie Coltrane...
Of course.
...is paired with a Tyrannosaurus...
Such a good name.
...paired with a Tyrannosaurus named Theodore Rex... to find the killer of dinosaurs and other prehistoric animals, leading them to a ruthless billionaire bent on killing off mankind by creating a new ice age.
Okay, alright. I have a couple questions. First off, why would the billionaire want to kill dinosaurs and other prehistoric animals to bring humans to a new ice age? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
They were already there during the ice age. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't he just kill humans if you want to kill humans off with an ice age?
Look, I don't.
Why wouldn't he? Like, this guy's a dumb billionaire.
I don't know. The movie was terrible. I remember watching it as a kid.
Also, it kind of looks like the dinosaur. The dinosaur is super sassy in the photo. Okay. Right? You can't have a sassy dinosaur. And he also, or the dinosaur also looks like the family from the dinosaurs that ABC show.
Oh yeah, no, totally. They probably just grabbed like a puppet from the same like.
Yeah,
they had to save money.
What about White Chicks?
Oh, that movie was terrible.
Okay.
That is bordering on so bad as good.
See,
and also it's got Terry Crews in it too.
I think it just crosses over into the so bad it's good. I think it was like there was a point where it might have just been bad, and then it just is so ridiculous.
Like where he sings White Houses.
Make him a wit. Look. Doesn't he sing that?
Wait a minute. Have you ever seen? He did.
Yeah,
that.
It's White Houses.
That's he did that on a
song, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's White Houses. I know by Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, well, I'm looking it up. It's 1,000 miles.
Is the term White Houses even in that song?
No, White Houses is another song by her.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't it that song?
It's 1,000 miles.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Look,
she also has this. She also has a song called White Houses, but it's not the same song. But if you want to watch, there's also a lip sync battle episode where Terry Crews does 1,000 miles, which is the same song.
Okay, my mistake. I'm sorry. I misidentified the song from fucking White Chicks.
Well, that's your third mistake, John.
What was my first deal?
You thought a buddy movie was a buddy cop movie, and then you thought a cop movie was a buddy cop movie.
You thought that.
No, you did Training Day.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, Training Day is a freaking buddy cop movie.
It's certainly not.
Hey, whatever.
It's a cop movie. They're Terry far Cruz. From buddies.
They're buddies at times. He makes a scene.
But, I don't know what I was thinking.
Alright, before we finish up. I was going to say, have you guys seen The Nice Guys yet, at all?
You know what? I haven't, and we had it on our Netflix, like, list.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see it, but we ended up watching The Big Short, which
also
I fucking loved.
Oh, I like The Big Short, too. The Nice Guys was pretty good. A little overrated. I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed that a buddy cop, too.
I enjoy Gosling and Crow, so I want to see him. I heard it was a good movie. Want to see it, but The Big Short, though. If you get a chance, watch The Big Short. Good movie. Man, there's some other good movies. There's so many buddy cop movies. It's like hard to just talk about them all. You ever seen a movie called Stakeout or Another Stakeout with Richard Dreyfuss and Emilio Estevez?
No.
What? No.
But I like how Owen Wilson wants a stakeout so badly in I Spy.
Watch if you're watching a movie, Another Stakeout with Dreyfuss, Rosie O'Donnell, and Emilio Estevez. Fantastic movie. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Speaking of which,
what?
Buddy cop movies, which were with a guy and a dog.
Like Turner and Hooch?
Yeah, Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch, K-9 P.I., the one with Chuck Norris.
What's the one with you in freaking John Belushi movies? This is like, you've mentioned like five Jim Belushi movies, I mean.
I mentioned two Jim Belushi movies.
Red Heat, K-9 P.I.
Hold on, no.
It feels like...
Buddy cop dog movies. Hold on. There's buddy cop dog movies. We got a few of them. Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
What the hell's the one with...
Go on. Use your words.
Oh, Top Dog with Chuck Norris. And K-9 with Jim Belushi. Or John Belushi. No, wait, which one? Jim Belushi. John Belushi was a good one.
Done talking about...
Wait, what? There's no way this...
No, that's not real.
Is that Zach Galifianakis?
No, that's bullshit.
Okay, because I could see him.
How about two Zach Galifianakis that with you like, could that you would never expect to be in a, two actors that just like you could never see in a buddy cop movie. That would just blow your mind if these two actors were in a buddy cop movie.
Like something you want to see?
It could be you want to see. I'm thinking like
you have to suspend so much disbelief that these two are cop partners?
Probably. So it'd have to be someone like fat and athletic. Why is he fat and athletic?
Unathletic.
Oh. I thought you said fat and athletic.
Although, fat and athletic would be electric to see, too.
That would be electric.
That is so dumb. Oh, man. Who the hell would I want to see together? That would be so wacky. That just make no sense. It had to be someone... Honestly, it had to be someone I really, really, really like as an actor. And someone I really fucking hate as an actor.
Why?
I don't know, because the chemistry...
Oh, alright. Someone I hate. Richard Gere. My least favorite actor.
Alright, so Richard Gere and...
Richard Gere with, like, some goofball.
Oh, my God. Those beady eyes and a goofball, I don't know if I could watch that, actually.
Like, Richard Gere and, like...
He's far too serious to be a buddy cop.
Rob Schneider.
Richard Gere and Rob Schneider. That's a funny combination.
That'd be the worst movie ever.
John, I think you nailed it. Because, like, I cannot... There's no way in my mind I could picture Richard Gere and Rob Schneider being in a movie together. A buddy cop movie. Or any movie.
No. I'm anti-Richard Gere in any movie, to be honest.
How about Kevin James and George Clooney?
Because
does it have to be like somebody who completely sold their acting career?
James just be doing like falling off a Segway and getting into trouble.
And George Clooney and would be like trying to act.
Yeah.
You
know, we've done a bunch of the Adam Sandler tree of actors for the awful people.
Adam Sandler and Forrest Whitaker?
See, I think because Adam Sandler has gone serious, but Forrest Whitaker's a good start for the good actor. Why is Forrest Whitaker stooping for this guy?
All right. Also, I know I'm gonna get yelled at again because it's not a buddy cop movie, but similar. Is Repo Man. Forrest Whitaker and...
except one kills the other.
And What's-His-Face are great together.
Repo Man,
you Google.
Repo Man
you
sucks Google. Because they made such a good movie and then they ruined it with
They ruined it, yeah. Spoiler alert. Don't watch the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, if you turn it off... Yeah, if you turn it off the last 5 minutes, you did yourself a service. Because you watched a darn good movie without some idiot... screwing it up.
If you googled the worst actors of all time, the name that pops up was Adam Sandler.
It's crazy that Gwyneth Paltrow is worse than Tommy Wiseau.
What?
Yeah. How is Keanu Reeves 8?
This is a terrible bullshit list.
How is Josh Hartnett 10? Get out of here.
Terrible. How is Steven Seagal on
that? He's made a shit ton of awful movies.
So you compare him up with somebody.
Wait,
This movie is that.
This is some bullshit. Novel. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is worse than Hayden Christensen. Get out of here, bro.
Ryan Reynolds is actually a really good actor. He just sometimes picks really bad movies. Yeah. Speaking of buddy cop movies that were bad, R.I.P.D., him and Jeff Bridges.
I know, right? I thought those were so good, too.
Yeah.
You know what? Because they weren't interracial.
That's not why.
Yeah, kind of.
Man, they really rock on Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
And Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl's pretty crappy.
Yeah, no, but she's, also, I feel like everyone hates them.
Melissa McCartney and Daniel Day-Lewis. There's my buddy cop movie.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Javier Bardem, Holy Shore.
You guys just, like, I think you guys, like, take a method actor and put it with, like, somebody who's never done anything other than, I can't think of the word when it's just like body humor.
Yeah, just like physical prop, comedy,
yeah,
like
type humor.
You do like and do like the or doing like the Pauly Shore voice all the time.
Yeah, that would be a great voice to do with a serious actor.
Yeah.
We's in legit. Like they're just
Javier, where you going?
They're just on a serious case, and he wants to stop at 7-Eleven. Oh, he's legit.
So Pauly Shore and Tommy Lee Jones.
But Tommy Lee Jones has done a lot of humor.
I guess he has, yeah. I think the Javier Bardem would be pretty good.
Yeah, a little bit. Alright.
I think we stretched Buddy Cops as much as we could.
Yeah, that about does it for us. So, alright. recap of what you need to do, since you probably forgot. Go to Fantasy Lens.
Or stop caring.
Or stop caring, yeah. Go to Fantasy Lens on iTunes. Are we on Stitcher or...
Just on iTunes right now. All right, it's a start. We just started on iTunes.
So go on iTunes. Sorry for all you loser and
iPhone users. We'll be on Google Play Music soon enough.
Yeah. This will go to Fantasy Lens, press subscribe. There'll be new content probably, I don't know, next week, whatever.
Well, we're also going to switch over our Twitter from Fantasy Football by Committee to Fantasy Lens, so, you know, that's just going to be it'll be a seamless change.
Check out the new logo Anthony made. It's pretty dope, actually. Give us your suggestions, tweet us your suggestions of who two guys from different movies that you want to see together, two guys you never want to see together, and then maybe your list.
And our new email address is fantasylenspodcast@gmail.com, so that's another good place to email us any of your questions or comments or anything about Buddy Cops or anything we fucked up, we missed. Yeah.
Also, I'd like to throw a poll out there of... what would you, on Twitter, maybe, in the coming days, what would you rather be without, your gun or your badge?
I'm going to say badge.
Yeah, I'm going to say badge.
I'm going to say gun, because a lot of people have guns, but, you know, like, badge holds a lot of power.
I guess, that was a gun.
Oh, I was saying, what would you rather be without? Oh, I was saying, what would you rather have? I'd rather have my gun. Badge.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather have the gun.
Hey, you can get guns anywhere. I know. You can only get badges.
Where are you
going to
get
place?
A badge, Anthony?
Yeah.
At like a dollar store, and it said sheriff on it.
You can get a gun in any alley in America.
I actually have what I'm told. I have a Texas Ranger badge.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
Like Walker, looks like shit Texas too. Ranger.
Yeah, absolutely, 100% Texas Ranger. That's a buddy cop show.
I'm surprised they never made a Walker Texas movie in the 90s.
They should. I love that. The show was terribly awesome.
It was terribly awesome.
All right, so do all that possible stuff that we asked you to do, and we'll see you in a week or two.
Yeah, with another random podcast with something awesome to talk about.
Yeah.
So, alright. This is the Fantasy Lens first podcast.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yep, see ya. Bye.